Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Cyrus, hey, it's New York. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very uncomfortable answering that question. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm good.
Okay.
It's a joke. It's from a Saturday Night Live skit that I once thought was very funny, but it always lands poorly, as it did
got
in this
you.
Skit. Anyway,
yeah, I get it.
Cyrus, I just want to double-check some information I have here. So, I mean, I have you usually based for Jackson, Mississippi. Are you on any other stations these days?
I am. We don't normally,
ooh.
I mean, typically we don't, but I'm also in Atlanta, WPBQ in Atlanta as well. But primarily, my weekday show, though, is Jackson. Jackson and Yazoo City.
Okay, got it. But you also, what's the call letter for Atlanta?
It's WPBQ in Atlanta. Yeah, I'm on there as well. 107.5.
That's not daily. Is that like a weekend show?
Yes, it is.
What? Gotcha. No, this is good for me to know. All right. Nice. All right. So I'm going to pass you through. You're going to be talking to Major Javon Starnes about tips for traveling.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good interview, Cyrus. Hold on.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm doing great, Major Starnes. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Sounds good, sir.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYED 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates via our podcast at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could be with us as well. We've been talking to you guys. Peak travel season is upon us, so whether you're planning for a summer vacation, a last-minute spring break trip, or a weekend getaway, getting tips from an expert can make for seamless travel for you. Now, today, though, we're going to hear from a surprising organization that is filled with expert travelers, that being the U.S. Army. We're excited to welcome Major Javon Starnes to our broadcast today. He's going to not only talk to us about his career, but also, believe it or not, some great travel tips for you guys as well. Major, thank you again for stopping by the program today. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Cyrus.
So I want to first introduce you a little bit to our audience, Major Starnes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do in the Army and where your career has taken you so far?
Absolutely. So I am a public affairs officer. So think of that as a strategic storyteller, whether it's through print, through the media, interface between the media and the unit, videos, podcasts, written articles, you name it. That's how we get the Army story out and tell the Army story, as well as the soldiers and their roles and responsibilities. So with that said, currently I'm stationed in Daegu, South Korea. So we are about, I'll say, a few hours ahead of you all in Atlanta. So it's 10:53 p.m. over here. So what we're doing here is we're part of USFK, United States Forces Korea, and we are strengthening in that ironclad commitment to the ROK-US alliance, Republic of Korea and the United States. So with that said, for this unit, it's able to reach millions of people through situations like this and tell the Army story, such as what we're doing today.
Love that. Well, thank you again for the time and for the work that you're doing. So, Major Starnes, when it comes to your experience, what experiences have you been able to take advantage of in your current location there in South Korea?
Yeah, so I would say currently this is my third time in Korea. The first time was for a year, second 2 years. We've been here this time around since September of 2022. So we're a family of five. Yeah, my son was actually born here in Daegu, the same city that we're in now. So the Army has provided so many opportunities to not just travel but see the world on the Army's dime. You know, for work, when we PCS, permanent change of station, when I go somewhere temporarily for an assignment, TDY, I've been to destination places. I've been to Jeju Island. That's over here in Korea. It's about an hour flight. Just last year, Go Army, we teamed up with them and we brought three content creators over here to kind of show them, you know, the day in life of a soldier assigned to the USFK and 8th Army, what that's like. You know, Korea's number four on top destination assignments. Been all over the world, up and down the East Coast, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, you name it, we've been there.
So, Major, you bring up an interesting point then for our audience, and I'm sure they may be fascinated by this too. Was travel something that was of interest of yours before you joined the Army?
Actually, believe it or not, it wasn't. The greater good, you know, why I joined the Army was to protect people. And just being fully transparent, I thought what, you know, grand way to do it on a bigger scale than to join, you know, the Department of Defense and join the Army. And it's been a blast ever since I came in the military. It's been a blast. But the travel is just an added benefit. You know, a while ago I was able to fly out to Seattle to help with a campaign on Decide to Lead for wanting to become an officer in the Army. There's so many opportunities out there. There's over 200 jobs and opportunities on GoArmy.com.
Got you. And we're going to remind our audience of that, Major Storm. So I want to talk about then what you have learned, because as you've been sharing with us, you've been traveling extensively. What best practice have you gleaned from your travel that you can offer for fellow travelers who listen to our program?
Yeah, Cyrus. So we're a family of five. We have three kids. And during those potty training days, you know, on those road trips, pee cups came in handy. We got it off Amazon. They designed it specifically for the little ones. So I had one for my son and then, you know, two for our daughters. And they are spill-proof. There's no cleanup needed. But, you know, when you're on those road trips and you can't always pull over when, you know, mommy, daddy, I have to use the bathroom. So those were a game changer. A lifesaver would be the collapsible carts. Definitely a tip I'd recommend, especially the ones that fold on both axes. You know, they would be the star of the trip. You know, there's no arguing over trying to find the cart from the hotel or who's going to take it back to the lobby. And then also get those packing cubes. Those come in multiple shapes, sizes, colors. They help you organize. And the Army taught me to fold and roll my clothes. So that, with the added benefit of the packing cubes, I can fit so much more, Cyrus, into our luggage.
Yeah, I have found those compression packing cubes to be very helpful myself recently, so I totally get that. Major Storm, great tips, and thank you so much for sharing a bit of your service journey with us as well. As you mentioned, of course, there is a website our audience can go to find out more information about the Army and where the Army can take them. Why don't you give that website out again for our audience?
Absolutely. So there's over 200-plus jobs and opportunities. You know, you can find your opportunity to be all you can be by visiting GoArmy.com.
All right, and we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience. Again, everyone, Major Javon Starnes has been our guest today. Again, Major, thank you so much for the time. Safe travels to you and your family, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Have a blessed day.
Hey, you as well, man. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our News & News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.